Welcome to this week's episode. Today we have a question from Jack. Jack wrote in and said, I feel like I'm running and running and running. I wake up, I run out the door, grab a bagel, hit the road, commute to work, hit the desk, work all day, run home, try to get some exercise in. I'm always running. How do you get some stillness in today's busy world? Yeah, Jack, I'm with you. I mean, I live in a city. It's brutal. Everybody's going at 1,000 miles an hour. You got the social media. You've got even the news you can't even watch without that ticker tape going at the bottom, right? So here's my best solution to finding stillness in your life. I don't know if you guys have checked it out, but T.S. Eliot wrote a poem called The Four Quartets. It's won the Nobel Prize. It inspired my book and a lot of my ideas, and specifically one line in particular. And he writes, at the still point in the turning world, inner freedom from practical desire, the release from action and suffering, release from the inner and outer compulsion, yet surrounded by a grace of sense, a white light still and moving. So I'm not a person who reads poetry perfectly. So if I butchered that to the poets out there, I'm sorry. I know there's better people who can read poetry, but gave it my best shot. I like have gone crazy for this because I really believe this is the best put version of what a still point sounds like, right? Because it's a release from action and suffering, a release from the outer and inner compulsion. So you're not like trying to get somewhere, take action, suffering, compulsion towards things, but you're surrounded by a grace of sense, a white light, still and moving. And what I take from that sentence is really this idea that there's this inner being, this, if you're not spiritual, that's fine, however you want to think about it, but that part of us that really brings life, right? The part of us that is our life force. So how do we connect to that space without the anxieties, without the stress, without our heads moving at a million miles an hour, right? We want to feel that. And T.S. Eliot goes on to say, the moment in the arbor where the rain beat, the moment at the church at Smokefall, right? He's talking about all these moments where time stops and things just feel amazing, right? So here's my question to you guys, and to answer you, Jack. When does that moment happen for you? When are you free from desire, suffering, and action, and yet full of life? Is it the sunset? Is it the smile on your son or daughter's face? Is it a loved one who comes over and gives you a hug? Is it a beautiful spring day when you smell the flowers for the first time? When do you stop in your tracks and you just feel that incredible sense of stillness and amazement, and time seems to stop moving, and yet you're so acutely aware of everything, right? And T.S. Eliot's is so beautiful, the moment in the arbor where the rain beat down, right? So it's like, what is that moment? So think about that moment for a second. That's your still point. So the question is, how do you access that still point every day? How can you find those moments much more often? Right? So you don't have to wait for the spring day or a loved one or your child so that you can have that amazing sense of stillness, right? So next time you feel like life is moving faster than you can digest and anxiety or dread starts to kick in, think about that moment, that sense, that feeling, right? Think about what it feels like in your body. Slow down. Notice everything around you. Tune into the sounds. Tune into the air. Notice your breathing, right? Come back to your body. If it helps, count your breaths. Just watch your stomach inhale and exhale and count each one, right? So how do you find that still point every day? The best thing to do is to recreate it in your body as often as possible. So as your life starts to take off, you can come back to that deeper, quiet self. The more you practice, the better it gets. I hope this was helpful. As always, if you have a question, jump over to emotionalobesity.com/podcast. Send me a note. Love to answer it. I always love to hear from you anyways. Thanks so much, Jack, for your question. I hope that helps. And if you like what you hear, hop over, leave a review. Every little bit counts. Thanks so much for listening.